Do you hear that? Just listen off in the distance there. Do you hear the...
It's the red rain that's happening outside right now.
Oh, well, I wasn't talking about that.
What else is there?
I thought I heard the Pants Off Express, but maybe I'm wrong. But let's just try it one more time. Let's just listen. The red rain may have been, you know, fooling me.
Right.
Oh, wow. How about that? Uh-huh. You know what that means.
It's Brian and Boston's birthday?
Correct!
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 23rd of May, 2022, in the very moist year of Ms. Dolly Hortensia Vatria Parton. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when the power could go out at any moment, he still can't get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me is the sporty one.
Yes,
nasty pig.
This is my new nasty pig shirt. It's quite sporty, isn't it?
It's something.
Okay, great.
The mesh is a nice look.
Meh, I put the meh in mesh.
Right. Y'all, it's Big Fatty. Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Now, as we record this, I mean, the engine's still warm in Ruby Red. He is steaming
because the red rain was cooling her down.
Did it rain on you all the way home?
No, I wouldn't say that, but it was definitely overcast, and I'd have a sprinkle here and there.
Now,
yeah.
The question,
you know,
that everyone...
A sprinkle a day...
Right. The question that everyone has on their minds.
Yes.
Are the ferns out getting the free water?
Well, most of them.
Okay. Because, you know, there was a little chance of rain today. Y'all, about, I don't know, about noon, 12:30 on Sunday, all of a sudden, the rain came down. And it is still raining, and it's... few hours later, so,
and we needed it.
We did. It was very dry. But I have noticed it only rains here at the Vader family compound on days adjacent to trash day. So the day that I would need to roll the trash can around, which will be tomorrow, it will be nice and muddy. And on Tuesday,
that's lovely.
Yeah, that's how it rolls. How it rolls.
That's
here.
That's how the rat rolls.
Right. It
Which
never
is
rains.
Very different from Rick Roll.
Right. Well, right. So, yeah. Well, Big Fatty, how was your week? How was the horror?
Well, it was lovely. Just lovely. Because, you know, many times when I go to the horror hotel, also known as the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Well, there you have it. Right. I'm doing announcing duties.
Right.
So I've got a, you know, but this time I just let my hair down, what's left of it.
Right. Well, you got it cut, so.
And nobody else went with me.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
well, we know Granny is out to sea.
Granny is on a slow boat to Bermuda.
Right.
It was nice. I got to spend some good quality time with Aw Chris.
Aw. Well, we love the Aw Chris around here. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And sat down with Chris and the owners about maybe reviving a special weekend. Just kind of kicking some ideas around.
Well, and you know, we love to get kicked when we're down. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But the rooms that Big Fatty normally stays in, you know, those are the poolside rooms.
I don't, but okay.
Okay. And they've been renovated.
Oh, wow.
And so it was very nice. They did a nice job renovating them. I will say that.
Wow. Well, you know, they like to just spend the money, just spend it all, just hoist her up.
If you're going to keep the place open, you got to spend the money because, you know,
right.
The old Alamo Hotel isn't going to last forever. By the way, have I ever sent you a picture of the original place?
I can't say that you have. So, from back in your 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see if I can do that now.
Mm-hmm. Look at you go. Well, y'all, if you could see he's concentrating. The fat one is. So, y'all, it was quite a week. Quite a week here over at the Vader family compound with all the big doings and whatnot. One moment, please, while I pick up my screaming pussy.
Oh.
Ooh, y'all, had a week at the coal mine. Y'all, we have a lot going on. I have a little project deadline that is fast approaching. So dealing with that and then some remodels. Y'all, we started remodeling my office in February 2020. And I don't know if you heard, but something happened.
Really?
Right about then. So never got around to finishing it. So a lot of that got finished this week and it was a giant mess. It involved lots of sawing and whatnot and cutting and dust and things. And so got that done while we were trying to get our little project finished. But y'all, then I had the kitty cat vet appointment.
Uh-oh.
So went in to check her out. And turns out the medicine didn't work.
Oh, so, okay. And remind everybody what the medicine was for?
It was because she's got the high blood pressure, the high pressure.
Oh, right.
So, but didn't work. It did stop something that was happening, but it didn't actually cure the blood pressure issue, which is what it was for. So, Alamo Hotel, it looks just, I can't tell the difference. Anyway.
Right, this.
I mean, you know, but...
Maybe you can post. Can you post that link in the show notes?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I know that Mrs. Lauren, you know, she likes to travel. And who knows? She might want to be stopping by the old Horror Hotel.
Ah. But anyway, so I'll just let Miss Lauren answer that. Mrs. Lauren.
You know, she's in the San Francisco.
I don't know that I knew that. But anyway, y'all. They diagnosed the kitty cat with old age.
Oh, and they said that'll be $300.
Basically, she said, look, it's just senility due to old age. And I said, well, God knows I didn't need you to pay me or I didn't need to pay
you to
tell me that.
Was she talking about the cat
or
you?
Right. And I was like, but I'm used to dealing with that. So, y'all, they just gave her some little pills. She has to get a little pill every day that will control the blood pressure.
Little Geritol.
Mm-hmm, basically. Mm-hmm. And it does seem to be helping. But, y'all, she's just in some kind of mood. And they're like, it's just behavioral due to age. And I said, well, I'm not sure I can handle much more of this. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kitty cat.
And you know what that's called?
What's that?
That's called behavioral due to age.
Right. Yeah. Feline senility. So she's sitting in my lap right now and she's doing okay. But y'all, she just has her moments. And it's difficult. I'm sure a lot of our pet owner listeners would appreciate. It's a little difficult. So Yeah, so that was part of the week, and little update. We are for sure. I think I mentioned this, y'all. Alaska's all set, and we're looking forward to it. We have so many big doings planned while we're there. I don't know when I'm gonna sleep, but.
Do any of them involve Tim from Alaska?
No, he is going to be out of town. Y'all, he said.
Well, did he plan that right?
Right, right. He sent an e-letter I have yet to reply to.
Would you like to reply right now? Because you know he does. Listen.
Oh, do you, Tim? Uh-huh. He sent
Dearest
it to
Tim. Many Here's thanks Tim. For your e-letter.
Thank you for welcoming and the pre-welcome to Alaska. So, Tim, I am coming for business and not much of the pleasure, unfortunately, just the business. Mm. And yes, my coworker, Lorena, is coming with me, and she's quite fab.
I'm sorry. Was that with a B or a T?
Oh, B.
Okay.
And... So we're going to arrive on the 11th and we're leaving on the 15th. And I see that you're heading to San Francisco during that time. And that's okay. I know you're a very busy lesbian.
Very busy.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for the offer for a place to stay. Y'all, we had an incident.
Uh-oh. Were you able to clean it up?
So Wednesday afternoon, I get an e-letter. Well, I don't think I told the story on the show, but my friend Big Ed and I were going to the G'days, and we weren't sure where we were going to stay.
Yes.
So we had booked two hotels. We'd booked the G'days host hotel, and we'd booked the One Magical Weekend host hotel. And we'd booked them direct through the hotel. We didn't want the packages that they were offering because,
we figured we'd buy some of the party tickets,
but neither one of us wanted to go to all the late night hootenannies.
Right.
We're not the Nip, after all. Right. Although Big Ed's closer to the Nip than anyway.
Oh.
At
Death's door.
And so, y'all, we got an e-letter from the Marriott, which is the host hotel there for the One Magical Weekend. We're sorry. Someone booked the entire hotel for that weekend. It's been canceled. Y'all, we got that about 2 weeks ago. Now, you damn well know that hotel has been booked for 18 months, but they were just hedging their bets to... you know, see if they were going to fill it or if they needed to sell an extra room.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'd actually already canceled the reservation. So I let it go because we weren't going to stay there.
Let it go.
Well, y'all, Wednesday, I get an e-letter from the Marriott that the Aloft in Anchorage where we're staying, y'all, apparently it's brand new. So brand new, it hasn't opened yet. And due to construction delays, will likely not be open by the time we arrive. Well,
and
the email basically said, we thank you for your business. There are plenty of other hotels in Anchorage, so feel free to choose one. And so, y'all, I put on my orange hat.
Uh-oh.
Because the truth is, there are other Marriotts in the Anchorage.
You could see the orange hat coming out.
Right. There are other Marriotts in Anchorage. However, they started about double the price of the Aloft because, you know, I guess it was so inexpensive because it hadn't opened yet. It was, you know, supply and demand, and there wasn't a lot of demand. So, y'all, I called them up, and they tried every which way to weasel out of this deal. And I was like, no, ma'am. Like, this is the second time you've done this to me. Oh, no, we don't do this. And so I was like, well... Yeah, I have done it. Well, each of our hotels are privately franchised. Mm-mm, not going to work. Not having it. So, y'all, I was well aware that we would just stay somewhere else. But I decided I wanted to stay at the Sheraton, which I know isn't very nice, probably, but it's right next to the Gabars. And so I was like, I feel like you could offer us the Marriott and the Sheraton for the same price. Oh, no. Y'all escalated it all the way up to the manager. And then the manager's manager. And I was like, look, if this is how you're behaving, you've just lost 16 nights of rooms from us.
And you said, and they're going, Karen on line one.
Right. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, you can't treat people like this. And while it was being a little bit of a Karen, my end goal was to just have them even if it was not one of those two places, to move us somewhere else at the same price. Because, I mean, quite honestly, $600 a night for the Sheraton is hilariously ridiculous. So, y'all, got that all worked out. It took 45 minutes of putting my orange hat on the phone, all worked out. Meanwhile, I'm texting Lorena while this is going on. I was like, hey, you said that person we're going to see said that he had connections. Could you reach out to him? I think we might need a connection, like blah, 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 because we're...
And this would be Tim.
No, this would be someone else. Y'all, so Lorena did what I should have thought to do first. Y'all, Lorena just called the Aloft and they said, ma'am, we've opened. We opened last week. We were a day or two delayed, but everything's fine.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Y'all, it was a Vader moment, if ever there was one. All situated. Y'all, I'm on the upgrade list for first class on the way to Anchorage. It's going to piss Lorena off. But that's okay. 15,000 miles. We got ourselves added to the upgrade list. And so that's also how... Y'all, it's
and
a
what are you
flight.
Flying?
United. A 737 MAX 8.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah, well, the MAX 8 is the newest of the planes. They're very, very new in United's fleet. And they have all the fancy bells and whistles that no other plane in the fleet has. You know,
give us two of the bells and whistles that are not available.
Well, the big one is Bluetooth in your seat, meaning the in-flight entertainment screen in your seat will connect to, like, your AirPods. So you don't have to bring wired headphones. So that's one. And the other is in-flight entertainment, because United doesn't put IFE in the back of their seats. So like screens, they don't do that anymore. They haven't done that in years. It's all available on the app. And if you have that on like your iPad and you connect for free to the Wi-Fi, you can just watch it on your own device, which is what I honestly prefer to do anyway, just because it's easier. But anyway, so those are the two things. But that just means I can have the map up, you know, while we're.
Oh, I know you love the map.
I do love the map. Right. Y'all not now, love the map? Like, isn't that the best part of the in-flight entertainment is seeing where you are?
Now, do you ask for a little extra bag of the peanuts and slip them in your pocket also for later?
No. I brought Biscoff back as a gift for my friends when I went on a trip, Fatty. I don't do that, but if I'm in first class, I will be having a nice dinner. So there's that. And if I'm in the back, I'll be buying a nice dinner. So
now define nice.
I don't know what the menu is. I don't know. Actually, I haven't looked at the menus.
Would you like to do that right now?
No.
Okay. All right.
It'll probably be like some sort of salad and then a chicken dish and a chocolate dessert or ice cream or something. But the best part is, y'all, the bubbles will flow.
Yes, ma'am.
The bubbles will flow, and I'll just be like, y'all, there is nothing I'm looking – because our flight doesn't take off until 1 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon from Newark. And so, y'all, there is nothing I'm looking forward to more than a Bombay Sapphire and tonic and a little peanut or a little mixed nut, which...
You know, Digger would approve of that.
I know. I'm pretty sure it's Bombay Sapphire. I think, United's Bombay Sapphire. I think Delta's Tanqueray 10, but maybe? I don't remember. But...
No, they're Bombay also.
Are they?
But Delta gives you the little... bitty can of Fever Tree tonic water.
So does United. So,
do they? Okay, yep,
they have Fever Tree. So they have all the different flavors, or not all, but a few, and they have AHA, the sparkling water as well. Which, if I were getting a Tito's, I'd get a Tito's and a grapefruit AHA. And y'all, it's
AHA.
It's absolutely delicious, and that is what I'm looking forward to the most, because as a United Silva member, which is really nothing, just the basic status. I get 25% off my in-flight purchases. Oh. So,
well, there you go.
So, it'll only cost me $10 probably for that Tanqueray. So, unless I'm in first class, and then it will cost me $0. And I'll say, just bring two. Or the Tanqueray, right. The Bombay Sapphire. So,
right.
Let's just Google that, shall we? Shall we just Google that?
Well, check the menu while you're Googling it.
Well, you know, nothing says professional podcast. Like,
well,
Archer on the show.
I'll just say this. Do you know the Foul Monkeys? You know, the Big Ricky?
I know who he is.
Okay. Have you met Big Ricky?
Yes.
Okay.
A few times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think he was at a horror event that you went to or something, wasn't he?
He was, but he also was visiting you in the Fat Cave, and I spent
time
with him.
Well, anyway,
and I also met him in Chicago when I was up there. I've met Ricky quite a few times.
Well, he just had his 1,000th show.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
And
okay,
he was all excited, and then he announced that that was the last show.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Is it over finally?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. So our in-flight beverage choices on United are beer. It's Mick Ultra, Stella Artois, Neon Beer Hug IPA, which I don't know, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Is it Beer Hug or Bear Hug?
Beer Hug. But okay. It's got a logo of a bear on it.
Okay.
Black Cherry, White Claw, or as we call them at the coal mine, Clam Claws, and Kona Longboard Island Lager. Mm-hmm. The wine choices, they don't list, and they're, so I can only imagine that they're absolutely
screw
vile.
Cap.
They're 100% screw cap, because I ordered a bottle on my last cruise. It's a little pony bottles. It's enough for like 5 glasses. And then the spirits, the plain spirits that are $9 are Wheatley Craft Distilled Vodka, never heard of it, Bacardi Rum, Jack Daniel's Whiskey, and the premium spirits and liqueurs are Bombay Sapphire Gin, Bailey's Irish Cream, Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, that is delicious, and Glenfarclas Single Malt Scotch Whiskey.
What was the basic gin?
There is no basic gin. No basic gin. So there's not 2 gins or 2 vodkas. It's just one's $10 and one's $9. So it's just lower quality. So that's that. That's what we'll be having. Now for lunch and dinner, I'll be choosing between the Beatrix Market Mediterranean Grain Bowl, which looks fairly healthy.
It sounds as bad as it looks as bad as it sounds, right. Huh?
The brioche barbecue burger, which there's no way I'd eat that. It's a beef patty topped with smoky bacon, caramelized onions, creamy Grand Cru cheese, and sweet barbecue sauce on a brioche bun.
Oh, no, that sounds good to me.
Oh, see, I'm afraid of that. And then a Kindred Creamery selection cheese tray. So it's cheddar, Gouda, Colby Jack, Monterey Jack, crackers, dried cherries, and almonds. And all of those are $10 each. And then there is a...
So you'll be having one of each?
Well, at 25% off, how could I not?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You might, in fact, go ahead and get 2 of the cheese trays.
Oh.
And because it'll be like free if you buy the other ones.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You know, I hadn't thought about that.
Buy 3, get 1 free.
Yeah. But speaking of things I haven't thought about in a week...
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that game where my ear pods are malfunctioning, and Big Patty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I tell him if they're dead or alive, but I entertain you all by expounding all the knowledge that I have on all the knowledge that I have about who they were.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Brian in Boston.
Brian in Boston. As far as I know, he's alive. And, you know, he is the the former historian of the LFC.
Yes.
Now unsubscribed.
Mm-hmm. He's unsubscribed now. Rosemary Clooney.
Rosemary Clooney. Y'all, she was a singer. She sang the jazz and the ballads and all that stuff. And she's probably dead. She'd be ancient if she weren't.
Rosemary Clooney is indeed dead, and she was a very accomplished singer, and she was also in the movie White Christmas.
Never seen it.
So, okay. Artie Shaw.
I feel like we've done this one before.
Okay, then you should get it without a problem then.
Yeah, but I don't remember. Artie Shaw was... Yeah, I don't know who he was. Who was Artie Shaw? I can barely hear it anyway. So, who was Artie Shaw?
Oh, yeah. Artie Shaw, first of all, he's dead.
Ah.
Okay. And he was an American band leader and jazz clarinetist. So, how about that?
Again, someone else you're very familiar with. Okay.
Well, you know, we go way back. Artie and I.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Douglas Fairbanks.
Douglas Fairbanks. He's the ex-husband of the mother. Who used to work at the coal mine, now retired. He's alive.
He's alive. Douglas Fairbanks is dead as a doornail.
Mm.
He was an American actor. He was in The Mark of Zorro, The Three Musketeers, and Robin Hood. Ooh. And, do you think we can get one or two more in here? I threw that Brian in Boston one in there just as a, you know, as a giggle.
Right, right. I think we've got time for at least one more. At least
okay,
one more.
This one I chose specifically for Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Linda Thompson.
I can't, who, what name did you say? I'm sorry.
Linda Thompson.
Oh. I think as far as I know, she's alive and she was Wonder Woman on. Yeah.
Okay. She is indeed alive, but, best known for her work on Hee Haw.
Oh, well, I can see how I would have gotten the two of those confused. So.
Okay. Now the last, I got two more, and they're fairly easy, okay. But I want you to guess how old these people are, also.
Okay.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Carey is alive, though his career has mostly died, and he's the host of he's a comedian and the host of The Price Is Right on CBS.
Mm-hmm. And how old do you think he is,
Drew? He's got to be pushing 65, 70.
He's 64 years old. That just really surprised me.
No, he's ancient. I know he's much older than he looks. Yeah, he was on TV a long time ago. So, you know, he was in Sounds Dangerous at Disney's MGM Studios for forever. And that was 30 years ago. So, yeah.
Okay. And the other one is Ken Jennings.
Did you say Ken Jennings?
Uh-huh.
Y'all, this is terrible. It's getting worse and worse. Y'all, Ken Jennings is alive, and he is at one point was the highest winner on the Jeopardy, and now he's the host sometimes of the Jeopardy.
And how old do you think he is?
I don't know because I've never seen him. So I would guess 55, 60.
He's in his late 40s.
Oh.
He was born in 1974. So what is that, 48, 49?
Yeah, 46, 47. Wow.
So, and I would not have guessed he was that old.
Well, you know, sometimes we get old, fat person. Sometimes
I know we do. We do indeed. And, you know, you have to deal with that old age senility.
I can't hear a word you're saying. Y'all, hold on just one moment.
Y'all, this is fabulous. I hope that it's recording me.
Well, it is. It is because it's just the AirPods. It's coming out of the built-in speaker. Anyway.
Oh. Oh, and I hear Miss Senility 2022. Oh.
Yeah, it's all kinds of crazy, and I apologize about that.
We are professional
podcasts over here, but I've been having I think it's time for new AirPods. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I meant to. Wish you a happy Victoria Day.
Ooh, what has it? Have we already passed Victoria Day?
No, it's today.
Oh, happy Victoria Day.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, I know. How are you planning on celebrating? Is it you're doing the traditional Victoria Day celebration?
Well, I am.
Okay, so you'll have on the frilly underwear from Victoria's Secret, and then go have high tea with royalty or something like that.
Basically.
Okay.
You're gonna have to wrap this up because I can't hear the closing music all of a sudden.
Oh, poor Vader. Well,
yeah, AirPods have died.
Speaking of senility,
yeah.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Are you going to make a cruise video while you're in Alaska?
Definitely. Oh my lord. Yeah.
Well, those are just without words.